30 years ago, on May 12, 1986, at 7:35 a.m., my very first For the Birds program aired on KUMD. If anyone had told me just weeks before that I'd ever talk on the radio about anything, I'd have laughingly responded, "Inconceivable."
Inconceivable!
And it really was inconceivable. We had a radio club in our high school, but only boys were allowed on air, and I was completely intimidated by the whole idea anyway. I saw myself as the elementary school teacher type, and that is what I became.
Inconceivable!
But in 1981, after Russ got his PhD and took a position as research scientist with the EPA up here, I settled in as a stay-at-home mom. We'd come here from Madison, Wisconsin, where as a volunteer, I'd led field trips and taught free beginning birding classes for Madison Audubon. But Minnesota's top birder lived in Duluth, and he made his living doing those things, so my poor offerings were both unwelcome and unnecessary. I floundered for a while, not sure where I fit in anymore. At that point, while my kids were babies, I had plenty to keep me busy with anyway. I may not have seen myself as a radio producer, but I became a voracious radio listener, and one of my great joys was listening to John Chardy's guest spots on National Public Radio talking about the etymology of words and expressions. He had a wonderful, gravelly voice, unlike any professional radio broadcaster, and his enthusiasm and genuine passion for his subject was contagious. I associated his name with a poem that suddenly started rattling around in my brain. I didn't know why I associated it with him, but one day in early 1986, I wrote to him in care of NPR asking if he knew the poem. I received a delightful letter from him identifying Love Poem by John Frederick Nims. I was thrilled. The letter is dated February 3, 1986. Then on March 31st, I heard on All Things Considered that John Chardy had died on Easter Sunday. That devastating news was presented in standard radio speak, smoothly delivered as if there wasn't a sudden cataclysmal void in the universe. It seemed to me that someone, anyone, had to quick get on the radio and share something they cared passionately about, the way John Chardy had shared his passionate love for words. On the strength of that sudden spark, I came up with three scripts, but I had no clue how to proceed. My friend Karen Keenan called Bob DeArmond, a friend of hers at KUMD, and he said I should talk to Stephanie Hemphill. He set up the meeting for the first week of May. Now I had to come up with a name for the program. I was petrified that listeners would say I was just for the birds, so I beat them to the punch. I was so nervous, my legs felt weak by the time I walked into KUMD, scripts and my Peterson Field Guide to Birdsong's vinyl records in tow. Stephanie recorded me on the spot. There were three programs, so she said they would run them every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that was that.
Inconceivable!
Stephanie was in the sound studio with me for the first few weeks until I learned how to mix programs myself. I was so nervous with her there, feeling like I was wasting her time and mortified every time I messed up a line and had to do it over, that I talked much faster and my voice was higher pitched than normal. But it turns out people really did want to hear someone talk on the radio about something they were passionate about, so KUMD kept playing For the Birds and I kept producing it.
Inconceivable!
And that was how a low-ambition, stay-at-home mommy came to be on the radio, blathering about birds for lo these many decades, all because of John Chardy. Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.